successful UN resolution.
The League and Russia have both criticized the attacks for going beyond what they see as the UN mandate. Tim McGuire, Washington.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-590-6350. 800-590-6350.
The American Red Cross is honoring Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and those who saved her after the Arizona shooting by offering a day of free life-saving training. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Michael Mintz says he was at a restaurant with his brother and sister-in-law when she got up and never came back.
What had happened is she had fallen down three steps. People were eating all around us, and she was bleeding from the back of her head.
Mintz's brother took control, applying pressure to stop the bleeding.
I just stood there. I was in shock, and he wasn't.
That's what prompted Mintz to take this life-saving course.
I can start the process of getting control of a situation where I'm not so powerless.
At the Red Cross, Julie Walker in New York.
Correspondent Ben Fox reports the only glitch so far on Election Day in Haiti is that some polling places opened late.
So far, we haven't seen any major problems. We're seeing some fairly orderly voting, and things are fairly calm, and it looks like it's moving along.
Correspondent Ben Fox. Officials in South Carolina say a train ride at a park overturned, killing a six-year-old boy and sending a dozen children and adults to the hospital. Spartanburg County Coroner Rusty Clevenger says six-year-old Benjamin Eastler of Gaffney died Saturday. About 20 people were on the train when it crashed at Cleveland Park. Spartanburg Police Spokesman Art Littlejohn says more than a dozen children and adults were taken to the hospital. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Recently, video surfaced of the Israeli model and actress Orit Fox handling and almost licking a rather large snake. When the snake powerfully bites and latches onto her silicone-enhanced left breast. It looked painful, I have to tell you. Well, the snake was removed by its handler, and the model received a tetanus shot and survived the encounter. But reportedly, the snake later died of silicone poisoning, and it's just a weird story, which actually was later retracted. This story reminded me of a terrifying experience I had with a snake while hiking in on the Santa Monica Mountains with my mother some years ago. And I'll tell you, to this day, 30-some-odd years later, when my mom and I bring the story up to the rest of my family, they still don't believe us. Anyway, my mother and I were all excited and geared up to go for a nice, relaxing hike on the beautiful Santa Monica Mountains. We started our journey, and soon we came across a snake right in the middle of the path. Well, at first, we were both a bit startled when we first spotted this creature. We gave out a little surprise shout, but knowing what the California gardener snake sort of looked like, you know, slender with a stripe down the back, at least that's what I thought, and also knowing garter snakes tended to be prevalent in that area. We just assumed that's what it was, and it was maybe 20 inches long, pretty ordinary, just minding its own business. So we both quickly learned that the creature was harmless, and we went around the little guy and on our merry way. Well, continuing our hike, another 100 feet or so, there was another one. It looked identical to the first one we spotted, and we thought that that's pretty strange to see another snake on the path, but no big deal. We moved on, and I'll tell you, it must have been just the ideal conditions, temperature, humidity, etc., for these snakes to be out, because within the next half a mile or so, we came across two or three more. But by that time, we were not even fazed by them. We were acting like brave, rugged outdoors women and no big deal, right? Oh, hey, Mom, look, there's another one. And we just stepped right over her, learning to enjoy sharing the trails with these pretty peaceful creatures. All of a sudden, and simultaneously, my mother and I let out a blood-curdling scream that traveled throughout the Southern California region when we were scared half to death by this huge snake. And I'm estimating five and a half feet long and the width of my thigh. No kidding. The fright made me drop my fanny pack, and my mother and I started running back in the direction where we started. Now, since I had my wallet and my license and my camera in my pack, I was determined to retrieve it. And yes, my mother, who claims to love me very much, allowed me to go back to the area where we witnessed something one would see in a python snake habitat exhibit and get my pack. When we got home, my father and brothers would not believe us. They thought maybe we mistook a tree branch for a snake or just simply hallucinated this entire story. And to this day, only my mom and I believe that we actually encountered this huge snake. Snakes have a strange place in our society. We all know intellectually that in nature, they are an essential part of the ecosystem, keeping rodent and insect populations in check and being food for birds and other snakes. They're colorful and mysterious, yet most of us do not want to be too close to one. The term herpetophobia refers to a fear of reptiles, including snakes. But do you know the specific term for fear of snakes? I didn't, even though I think I actually have this condition. Ophidiophobia. That is fear of snakes. Why are so many people afraid of snakes? Well, recent research indicates that people of all ages are able to detect images of snakes better than objects, suggesting that there is an inborn ability to see them. But the fear attached to them seems to be learned. Many of the people you see involved with snakes, say on TV, are somehow profiting from them. They provide them for movie shoots. They use them to give reptile shows. They hunt and kill them for their meat and skins. And as you know, that's not our style here on Animals Today. We are speaking about snakes today, and we are pleased to have a genuine animal lover who especially feels passionate about snakes. Matt Ellerbeck, who is also known as the Snake Man, is a wildlife conservationist and animal rights advocate who focuses on snakes. He is a well-known lecturer and author who makes frequent media appearances on behalf of snakes. You can learn more about him and his work on the website www.thesnakeman.com. Welcome, Matt.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Matt, why don't you think, let's start by, tell us, why do you think snakes are so misunderstood?
I think the reason that snakes have such a bad reputation and why they're so misunderstood is because that's what people have always been taught about them. I mean, when you look at old literature, even going back to the Bible, and nowadays with media like movies and TV shows, snakes are always villainized. So if the only thing we're ever taught about something is that it's bad and it's evil and it's dangerous, what else are we to believe? And unfortunately, when I do give lectures and presentations on snakes, so many people will come up to me and say, oh, you know, I've seen this about them in this show and that about them in this. So it shows you that people, unfortunately, are not being very objective about what they're seeing in TV and the media. They sort of, you know, believe whatever they're being told. So I think with all that negativity being, you know, you know, push down our throats about these things, that's really why people start to believe it. It's almost like that high school mentality, you know, with gossip. If you start to hear all these bad things about someone, sometimes people believe it. It's the same with snakes, I think. We've just been told so many horrific things about them, and now it's become so common and widespread.
Misunderstood like the pit bull, right?
Absolutely, and like sharks and other animals that also have sort of what you, the only things you tend to hear about, you know, snakes and sharks and pit bulls is it's always the sensationalized, you know, stories like what you're talking about with the model who, you know, and she was holding that boa constrictor and then it bit her and the story comes out, you know, this woman was holding the snake and suddenly out of the blue it savagely attacks her when, you know, the other side of looking at it is here's this wild animal that's being unwillingly forced into a setting that's completely unnatural, obviously scared, and then simply tries to defend itself. But
exactly.
So really, it's the victim here, but the way the media and things spins it, it's, you know, this vicious monster attacks this poor woman. So and that's a really good example of, you know, things that happen with these animals, like snakes and sharks and pit bulls and a lot of insects and arthropods, is the news and the way we look at them. It's always even spun in a very negative context.
Yeah. How did you first get interested in snakes, Matt?
As a child, I used to go to my grandparents' cottage during the summer months, and there was lots of water snakes and garter snakes and milk snakes and other species that I was that I would encounter. And I loved going on nature hikes and, you know, being out in the sun and going down to the lake and observing these creatures. And even as a small child, if someone had said something nasty about snakes or negative about snakes, I would try to defend them. Even as a kid, I felt that snakes, like I was aware that a lot of people didn't like them and did harbor a hatred towards them. And even when I was young, I felt that, you know, they didn't deserve this. And why? I would always question it. Why do you hate? People would always come up to me. I'd be like, oh, look, there's a water snake, or there's this kind of snake. I'm like, oh, I hate snakes. I can't even look at them. Oh, they're disgusting. I would always question why. Why are you saying that? Why do you feel this way? And as I got older, you know, that fascination and concern of snakes continued to stay with me. And in 2004, I got involved with the local conservation authority, and we developed a snake advocacy program, because one of the things I always felt bad about is that often the people that did hate snakes would be the ones that would directly persecute them and kill them when they encountered them. You know, it's like, you know, you'd see old, you know, wildlife documentaries and people talking about killing wolves and coyotes, and, you know, there's a sense of, oh, we did a good deed by ridding these monsters from the area. And I think a lot of people do view snakes like that. And I always felt horrific about that. So I wanted to really be an ambassador and an advocate for snakes to hopefully help alleviate some of those negative feelings and alleviate that fear, and then hopefully minimize the number of these animals that were being directly killed by people.
I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. This is Animals Today, and I'm glad you're joining us. We're talking to Matt Ellerbeck, about snakes. He is the Snake Man. You could check him out, his website, by going to www.thesnakeman.com. When we get back from our break, we're going to talk about how are snakes threatened and do they need our conservation efforts. Again, this is Animals Today, where each week we bring discussions and interviews about the important issues concerning animals, both in our backyards and around the world. And I welcome your comments about the show. Go ahead and email me by going on to animalstodayradio.com, or just email me directly, Dr. Lori, D-R-L-O-R-I, at animalstodayradio.com. Don't go away. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner with Animals Today.
Yes, I do.
That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assumed.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior. But for some reason, you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of The Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how The Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're speaking to the snake man, Matt Ellerbeck. Matt, in general, are snakes threatened? Do they need our conservation efforts?
Absolutely. I think the problems facing snakes are extremely common and widespread, but unfortunately, not many people know that much about them. And even other animal activists may be unaware of the cruelty that, you know, snakes face. So wild snakes are many species all around the world are becoming threatened or endangered. Some of the main threats that wild snakes face is their natural habitat, so their homes are rapidly being destroyed, so we can make way for development and construction. So when that habitat is destroyed, obviously the snakes populations start to dwindle. They can't survive without a natural, lush habitat to live in. The snakes that might survive, however, are then forced into urban environments where a lot of them will be deemed as pests and killed. Roadways that run through natural habitats kill many, many snakes because the snakes have to migrate over the roads to the natural habitats on each side. And because the roads will retain a lot of warmth from the sun, the snakes may actually lay out on them or take their time crossing them. So many, many snakes end up being hit by cars, and a lot of people will purposely swerve to run over a snake they see. Aside from that, wild snakes are also harvested, kidnapped from the wild, and are killed for their skins. Some are killed for meat, and a lot of them are shipped off to the exotic pet trade. So when you combine all these threats together, it accounts for, you know, a massive number of snakes being lost every year, and this isn't natural loss to disease or predation or natural threats that they're capable of dealing with. These are all human-induced threats that take a very serious toll on their populations, and some snake species have already gone extinct. Many are critically endangered and headed in that direction. Unfortunately, the threats that snakes face are not just exclusive to the ones in the wild. Many snakes are bred in captivity and then killed for their skins, and many snakes are bred and then shipped off to the pet trade. Unfortunately, 90% of all snakes sold as pets will die prematurely due to neglect and just absolutely horrific conditions that they're forced to endure. Unfortunately, many people are afraid of snakes, as we talked about, and the ones that do tend to like them seem to like them for all the wrong reasons. They want to inspire fear in people. They like the idea of the shock value. It's like a novelty and a gimmick to them. So the people that are seeking out to buy pet snakes are the ones that are going to, you know, obtain this animal quickly on a whim, not bother to learn how to take proper care of it, and then a lot of them end up dying. And over the years, I've taken in probably hundreds of snakes, just like, you know, other animal lovers will adopt dogs and cats from bad homes. I've taken in snakes, and I've seen some horrific things, snakes that are severely dehydrated and underweight and have all sorts of infections and health ailments and in grossly unsanitary conditions. So it's unfortunate that so many people persecute snakes and they have all these threats, and it seems like the only people that do like them are looking to exploit them for profit by selling them like lifeless commodities when, you know, they're actually forms of life. So they do face quite a lot of threats.
Very interesting. Matt, what are rattlesnake roundups, and why do you oppose them?
Rattlesnake roundups are probably the most extreme example of people persecuting snakes. Roundups started traditionally as what people thought would be a good community service by ridding the local areas of these evil rattlesnakes, as they saw it, which could kill people and attack their livestock. And these happen right up into today. There's rattlesnake roundups all across the United States, and they typically start around January, so they're well on their way. And what happens is people go into the neighboring natural habitats in their areas and will actually pour gasoline down snake dens and burrows to scare them up, which is, of course, extremely cruel to the snakes and any other animals that live in the den and is very environmentally damaging. So after the snakes are kidnapped from their homes, they're brought back to these festivals where people will skin the snakes alive and fry up their meat, and you can buy rattlesnake meat, and you can watch the snakes be whipped and kicked and burned, and they have daredevil contests where people handle the snakes very callously, I might add. And then finally, a lot of the snakes are decapitated, and you can buy all sorts of snake skin products and rattlesnake meat. And so it's gross example of just exploitation and murder of animals. That's all it is, quite simply. And the people who run these roundups will give out false facts about snake bites to inspire fear, to try to justify the things that they do. And unfortunately, a lot of kids are even brought to these events, so it teaches very damaging messages to kids that, you know, just because we don't like something, that gives us full right to subject them to any form of abuse and misuse that we see fit.
That is horrible, and I really have never heard of rattlesnake roundups till I read about it on your website. That's just horrible. Matt, how about the issue of snake bites? What are some things we should do to avoid getting bitten by a snake?
first off, people should know that snakes are nowhere as dangerous as what most people think. In fact, studies at several universities across the United States have shown that the only time that snake bites generally happen on human beings is when someone is purposely trying to capture or kill the snake. Snakes are very shy animals that spend the majority of their lives hiding in burrows, tree hollows, or under rocks or leaf litter. They are shy. They try to avoid confrontation. When we do encounter snakes, they try everything they can to tell us just leave them alone. That's why rattlesnakes will rattle. That's why cobras have a hood they can puff up. A lot of snakes will hiss. A lot of snakes will flail about. These are all ways of just telling people to leave them alone. And it's only when we persist to provoke them that bites happen. And if the snake is venomous, in a lot of cases, the snakes don't even inject venom into the bite. They have their venom first and foremost as a way to quickly kill and subdue prey. We're not food for snakes, and they know that, so they don't want to waste their venom on us, because if they deplete their supply, it could mean the difference between, you know, their next meal to them. So they have this toxic venom, but they choose not to use it on us. They try their best to tell us just to leave them alone. So this is not an aggressive, evil animal. It's just an animal that's trying to survive in a world that is being increasingly monopolized by human beings. So my advice to anyone who lives around snakes, whether they're venomous or not, big or little, is just to give them respect and to leave them alone. This isn't an animal that we have to fear, but with like all wildlife, we shouldn't be harassing them or interfering with them. We should leave them alone and let them be. And if we do that, then I promise people will not have any confrontations with snakes.
Hey, don't go away. We have more with the Snake Man, Matt Ellerbeck. He is a wildlife conservationist and an animal rights advocate who focuses on snakes.
There's no getting around it. The great outdoors isn't so great for your cat. From speeding cars to toxic lawn chemicals, coyotes to cruel humans, cats are no match for the dangers of today's world. The good news is animal behaviorists say cats don't need to go outside to be happy. Your family will be happier and much healthier, too, without the ticks, fleas, diseases, and the dead critters that outdoor cats bring their owners. And you'll never have to explain to a sobbing child who or what hurt her pet or why he hasn't come home. For starters, don't let your kitten out. He won't miss what he doesn't know. But even adult cats can adapt to life indoors. The key is to provide attention, exercise, and a stimulating environment. Play with your cat. You can hide toys around the house, too. Just make sure there are no detachable parts that can be swallowed. Is he still wanting to get out? Consult an animal behaviorist for more tips. Animals Today urges you, don't give up. Right now, today, you can protect your cat from becoming a tragic statistic. Tomorrow may be too late.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assumed.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief, the right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-355-5110. 1-800-355-5110. 1-800-355-5110.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-630-9709 because we're going to let a million people try New Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-630-9709. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-630-9709. That's 1-800-630-9709.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It visibly reduces wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. Find out how you can try Hydroxytone free for 30 days.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
Hydroxytone is now available at Ulta stores. But for this risk-free offer, you must call 1-800-221-1953. That's 1-800-221-1953.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking to Matt Ellerbeck. He is the snake man. We're talking about snakes and learning all about them. Matt, on your website, I read about this horrible practice of surgically altering snakes to make them non-venomous. Why would someone want to do this, Matt? And what's the point of making a snake non-venomous? And what happens to the snakes who undergo this procedure?
Venomoids, as they're known, are what you said, venomous snakes that have been altered to be non-venomous. And the reason that this is done is primarily so people can exploit venomous snakes for various reasons, whether they want to use them in sideshows or snake charming demonstrations, or they want to sell them as pets. And venomoids will actually sell sometimes for more money because of the perceived safety of having their venom glands removed than a fully capable venomous snake in the pet trade. So there is monetary incentive to do this, and there are several ways that snakes can be deemed as venomoid. Sometimes crude surgery is employed to either sever the snake's venom glands or to sever the duct that leads the venom to the snake's fang. Sometimes the mouths of the snakes are simply sewn up, or the teeth are pulled out. So it's very, very cruel, and it's purely done so we can exploit them. So if you can imagine, we're taking these animals, subjecting them to crude surgery or torture, as far as I'm concerned, sewing their mouths shut, ripping their teeth out, so we can exploit them for whatever reason. So, and that's the problem with snakes, because there is that fear factor. It's like horror movies, you know? fear and sensationalism sells, and people will exploit anything they can simply to make money off them. So snakes are really quite vulnerable to that exploitation, whether it's, you know, being sold in the pet trade or used in these, as far as I'm concerned, reptile circuses where they parade these pythons and other snakes around and shout out these sensationalized slogans about them. And so venomoids fit into that category of just, you know, what's scarier than a regular snake? A venomous one. But of course, people don't want to be hurt by them, so instead we hurt the snakes so we can use them for whatever purpose we seem to think that they should fulfill for us.
Yeah, it seems so similar to in dogs and cats that when we devocalize, or breeders devocalize or declaw these poor animals, we put them through really a horrific procedure, surgical procedure, either for profit or convenience for the owner. It's really the same in my head.
A really good comparison. It's just people taking animals, altering them to fit their own lives. So
right.
It's such an infringement on their rights and freedom, and it's so cruel. So venomoid, and unfortunately a lot of people that, you know, care about the welfare of reptiles will not speak out about the venomoid issue, because it is quite controversial in sort of reptile communities and in those circles. So, you know, not much is said about it, and that's why I do have a page on my website devoted to it, because I think it is an extremely horrific issue. And, you know, the greatest threat to any cause, I think, is silence. If people don't know there's an issue, then nothing can be done. So that's why, you know, I really try to talk about those things. Same with the pet trade. It seems like a lot of people who claim to like reptiles are involved with breeding them and selling them and you know, and are actually contributing to that cruelty and don't want to say anything. So that's why I try to talk about all the issues that snakes face. So hopefully, you know, people can learn about what they can do to help and not contribute to that.
Matt, there are many misconceptions about snakes. You mentioned a couple at the beginning of the show, but what are some of the biggest ones you encounter as you speak to people about snakes?
Aside from the issue that we talked about snake bites and, you know, snake, a lot of people seem to think that the snake's main priority in life is to hunt down and bite and kill as many people as possible, which, as we talked about, simply isn't true. The other thing I hear quite often is they question, you know, are snakes animals? Are snakes beings? They're reptiles. They're cold-blooded. So that must mean that, you know, they don't feel pain and they're not really animals. And that really bothers me. I mean, if you talk to any, you know, taxonomist or a scientist who studies the classification of animals, everything from a clam to a scorpion to a worm to a snake, all the way up to, you know, the more charismatic mammals are animals. And all animals are important. And all life is precious, and I don't think it's fair to put, you know, one animal is more important than the other, and so that really bothers me, and that's a misconception that I think should be cleared up. Snakes are vertebrates. Their internal anatomy is not all that different from ourselves or from cats and dogs and other mammals. They do have pain receptors, and they do certainly feel pain. It's just that they can't express it or show it in the way that other mammals can. And I think that, you know, is a hindrance to people having empathy for them. But that doesn't mean that their pain is any less or worth any less. So just because an animal is a reptile or an amphibian doesn't mean that they don't feel pain or they're not really animals. The other thing is they're not actually even cold-blooded. That's a very outdated term. The proper term for reptiles and amphibians are ectothermic, which just means they can't generate their own body heat like mammals can. They have to rely on external sources, and that's why turtles and snakes and lizards will lie out in the sun, and that will bring their body up to a very optimal temperature. And sometimes they can be even warmer. Their, you know, body temperature can be even warmer than ours. So they're not cold-blooded, you know, creatures that don't feel pain and that go around trying to attack everything that they see. That's just simply not true.
Right. I'm so glad you stressed that. Matt, let's say I want to get close to snakes. I want to teach my kids about them. What's a good way to go about this?
I spread positive messages about them. I mean, I use some of my rescued snakes in demonstrations to talk to people about snakes and let them see that they're not the murderous monsters that people think they are, and try to, you know, help you know, see them in a different light. However, I would be extremely, extremely wary about most other reptile displays. Every other reptile display that I've seen, for the most part, does not promote their welfare, their rights, or their conservation. They're not doing anything to benefit the species as a whole. It's really just done as like a circus. It's all for entertainment. There's no merit
right.
behind it. There's no value to it. They're not doing anything to benefit the animals. It's just to make money off of. It's like a traveling reptile circus. So, and I think that the sensationalism and the false info at those things actually does more harm than good. So I would be wary about that. I think, you know, trying to teach an appreciation of wildlife, one of the best ways we can do it is visiting national parks and conservation areas and just observing animals in a respectful way, giving them their distance. But similar to bird watchers, it's a wonderful thing to appreciate animals and wildlife and to, you know, spread positive messages about snakes and other misunderstood creatures. But I think doing it in sort of a very non-confrontational, non-intrusive way is the best way to go about it.
Right. Educating our kids with these animals, like all animals, in their natural environment, unexploited and unabused by human beings. Matt, what are the benefits of snakes that people should remember, and what can and should listeners do if they want to help snakes?
One of the things that we have to remember is that snakes are an extreme benefit to people, and a lot of people will, you know, question my work. Well, why would, you know, a conservationist or an animal advocate focus on snakes? What good are snakes? But the reality of the situation is, if snakes disappear and populations are dwindling, and we've seen this happen, when that happens, the number of insects and rodent populations will tend to skyrocket, and when that happens, you know, they can destroy crops and gardens, affecting our food supplies and our industries. They can spread a myriad of diseases, and certainly no one wants to get sick. And rodents are one of the leading causes of house fire in North America by chewing on the wires in our attics and buildings. So snakes do us a tremendous service by minimizing all of those threats and doing it in a cruelty-free, natural way. That's what animals have always done. That's how they've interacted in the wild. When snakes start to disappear and rodent populations are deemed problematic, people then step in again, and their solution, you know, is, you know, mouse traps and glue traps, which I'm sure is certainly cruel to the animals that unfortunately get trapped in them, or we use chemical pesticides that, you know, can kill all sorts of animals and wash into waterways and kill fish and amphibians. So it's best, you know, nature is like a puzzle. When you affect one piece, it affects it all. And then when we start to come in and try to, you know, fix the piece that we've messed up before, we just make it worse and worse and worse. So snakes do keep nature in check in a natural way, the way that it's supposed to be done, and in a way that is far better than, you know, our solutions with chemicals and sprays and things like that.
Matt, tell my listeners your website.
My website is called thesnakeman.com, so it's the-snake-man.com, or you can just look me up, Matt Ellerbeck, Snake Man, on Google, and on there you can learn about all sorts of things that we can do to aid in the recovery of snakes.
Matt, there's a lot of great information there. Matt Ellerbeck, thank you so much for appearing on the show. I really like what you're doing. You're trying to educate people about these snakes, and you're not just the Snake Man, you're also a great, wonderful animal advocate. So thank you for all your work.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure and a privilege, honor.
Don't go away. We have more with Animals Today.
Take me in, tender woman. The snake.
know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits, too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Thank you for calling IQ for your free demo.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo that will increase my reading speed. So what is the catch?
Oh, no catch. We're so sure IQ will increase your reading speed and your brain power that we'll give you a free demo to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I'm a slow reader and I never remember what I read.
Well, with IQ, you can increase your reading speed up to 1,000%, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. And because of this revolutionary program, you'll retain most of the information you read. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start reading up to 1,000% faster in just 7 minutes.
Aha! Wait, did you say 7 minutes?
To get your free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind, call now. 1-800-419-3267. Unleash your brain. Experience the power of IQ for free. 1-800-419-3267. That's 1-800-419-3267.
Hey, Peter.
Hello.
So I know it's your news segment. We usually do animals in the news this time, but since this hour we're talking about snakes, what if I give you a little snake quiz?
Oh, boy. Pop quiz.
Yeah, pop quiz.
All right.
Okay. Let's see how good you do. Here we go. How do snakes smell? A, with their nose. B, with their tongues. C, with their fangs.
I think They smell with their tongues.
Good! Snakes and lizards flick their tongues in the air to capture scent particles. And they use their tongues to collect scent particles and then pass the particles over something called a...
Oh, that's a follow-up question.
Yeah.
That's difficult. Oh, that's some, go ahead. What's that?
Jacobson organ.
Oh.
Jacobson's organ.
Okay.
To decipher the air around them. This is partly how reptiles hunt for food. Okay, true or false? Chameleons change their color to blend in with different backgrounds.
Oh, true?
False. Contrary to popular belief, chameleons do not change their color to blend in with different backgrounds. Chameleons are naturally camouflaged with their surroundings. Most are predominantly green to match their treetop environment. The fact is that chameleons change their color in limited ways, usually by brightening or darkening their skin. But these colors changes are related to temperature regulation and emotional changes. So a frightened or angry chameleon, for example, will become extremely bright in color.
Well, so much for popular belief.
True or false?
Okay.
The skulls of snakes is one solid piece, like in humans.
Oh, no, that's false.
That is correct. That's it's false. The skulls of snakes are made up of many small bones that are interconnected in a flexible fashion. This allows snakes to expand their jaws and heads in order to eat prey items larger than their heads.
Like people?
That's good. So a common garter snake, for example, could swallow a frog more than twice the size of its head. The scales of all snakes are made of what?
Oh,
A, keratin, B, bone, C, cartilage.
Who's writing this stuff?
I wrote it.
A
is keratin is correct. Okay. Keratin, which is the same substance, as you know, that makes up the hair and fingernails of humans.
Right.
Do snake species lay eggs or bear live young?
Oh, I think they lay eggs.
Sort of right.
Sort of.
Most snake species lay eggs, but about one-fifth of all snakes bear live young instead. Rattlesnakes and boa constrictors are examples of snakes that bear live young.
That is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That you can have one species that some of them produce eggs and some don't. That's
Isn't
very
that
interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you're going to know this one. You should, since you're a physician. How does the snake today form part of the symbol of physicians and veterinarians?
How? Oh, I know that there's that symbol.
Yeah,
With the
snake wrapped around.
Wrapped around wings, wrapped around a... Oh, I can't remember. I don't know what that is.
Okay, it's Asclepios?
Oh, yeah.
Staff?
I don't know.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know if that's...
Asclepios. Okay, linking snakes to millennia of healing and medical practice. Okay, which country has no snakes? Australia, Fiji, or New Zealand? Not one snake.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you're too late.
Fiji.
Wrong. New Zealand.
No snakes?
No snakes. Well, at least that's what
my internet research... Oh, I'm going to have to research
that. Okay, well, I'm telling you, it said no snakes in New Zealand. Which location has the most venom in snakes? Australia, countries of Asia, or countries of Africa?
Asia.
Wrong again. Australia.
Say wrong so quickly.
More venomous snakes in Australia than non-venomous snakes. Seven of the 10 most deadliest snakes live in Australia. Australia is actually the only continent where venomous snakes outnumber non-venomous snakes. The fastest snake in the world is the black mamba.
Yes.
The black mamba can reach 5 miles an hour, 8 miles an hour, or 12 miles?
Oh, I say 12 miles
That's
an hour.
Very good, 12 miles
right.
an hour. What color is the black mamba?
Uh-oh, I don't trust you on that one.
What color is the black mamba?
Purple.
Maybe several colors, but it's not black. Okay, I couldn't get you on that, could I? Most of the world's snakes are venomous.
Is that
true or false?
I would say,
most of the world's snakes are venomous. True or false?
False.
False is correct. Most of the world's snakes, nearly two-thirds, are non-venomous. Only about 500 snake species are venomous. And of those, only 30 to 40 are considered harmful to humans. So in other words, less than 2% of all snakes are considered harmful to humans.
Okay.
More Americans die each year from bee stings than from snake bites. True or false?
Oh, that's got to be true.
It's true.
Yes.
Die from bee sting than a snake bite, right? I guess because of the anaphylaxis that's involved, right?
So people don't have nightmares about bees, do they? I guess some people must have nightmares about bees.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have nightmares about bulls.
Oh, bulls. Okay.
Oh, but we love all animals here on Animals Today. Okay. True or false? Removing the fangs of a venomous snake will make the snake harmless.
Harmless. Harmless is a pretty, I would say false.
That is false. Okay, venom, as we know, it is modified saliva, and a new pair of fangs just soon replaces the lost fangs. So, okay, true or false, some snakes can jump. Is that false or true? Can they jump, jumping snakes?
True.
That's false. They may fall from a ledge or a soiled bank, or tree, but they do not jump.
Mm.
Good, you did pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. You're not gonna...
C plus?
I don't know. I don't know if not that much. But listen, just we have a last minute. I want to tell you about there's this collar called the trimline collar.
Not for snakes.
No. We're talking about a different subject in the last minute of the show. Okay, for dogs and cats. You know the cone, we call it the cone of destruction when one of our dogs and cats has surgery or some medical problem or we want to get them away from a wound. We put this cone.
That stiff plastic thing
around
their neck.
Right.
So here's the alternative.
It's a soft collar. It's really great. So the hard plastic cone collars really make it hard for eating and drinking and sleeping, even walking and difficult maneuvering of the animals. So there's this soft trimline collar. It's really wonderful. It really allows. It's lightweight. It's flexible. It provides really a barrier to the treatment area from licking and biting while still allowing the pets to move comfortably and easily.
Okay.
So check it
out. Trimline collar.
Trimlineinc.com. Thanks for joining us on Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner, and you're listening to Animals Today.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300.